And you don't have to be walking the same walk with your spouse, but we have to be willing to show up in a loving way and value one another. But at any rate, what I was going to say with him, I cannot say that we don't have conflict. And there are people here who know us well enough to know that there are still conflicts. There will always be conflicts because we haven't learned all the lessons we're here to learn. But what I am absolutely committed to doing always is take a deep breath and try to shift my perspective. You know, one of the suggestions that I make in I don't even remember which book because who cares? It's a good suggestion anyway. One of the suggestions is that if you and I, if we can shift our perspective on how we're looking at somebody else, it'll change the dynamic. If I can decide to look at this situation from his or her perspective rather than my own selfish perspective, it changes everything. It diffuses it. I'm all about diffusing things. You know, I don't want to argue anymore. I used to think, and as I said, this family I grew up in, I fought everybody's battles because nobody wanted to cross my dad, so aha, that must be my job. I will cross him. I helped nobody. I did not help my mother, who was verbally abused all the time, and it was just about his fear. I didn't help my younger brother, who was, as far as my dad was concerned, a total failure, loser, because he wasn't who my dad wanted him to be. My dad had always wanted a son. He got these three girls, and then Jim, and Jim was gonna finally be who he wanted him to be. Jim didn't come close to being who he wanted him to be. We spent years with my little brother crying at the supper table because of my dad's verbal abuse. But my dad was afraid. He was afraid of what people were thinking because my little brother wasn't who he wanted him to be. You know, when I can remember those things, it changes. It changes how those memories, I mean, it makes all of that different if I'm willing to see it differently. But at any rate, one of the things out of the Course in Miracles is that a miracle is nothing more than that shift in perspective. That's pretty powerful. You know, you go into a setting, no matter where it is, you know, maybe it's in at home with a loved one, or maybe it's on the job. You go into a setting that's tense, and you just kind of take a deep breath and say, help me to look at this differently. Help me, God, to look at this differently. And a change occurs. A change occurs in how you feel inside. And, you know, it's one of those things that I was talking about a moment ago. You know, when our thoughts change, when our minds change, our lives change, and then the lives around us are affected. If I constantly take an angry, rageful, fearful person into every setting, there is not going to be anything very pleasant that I have to think about at the end of the day. If I should be moved to do an inventory at the end of the day, it's not going to be a very pretty picture. And thank goodness I've learned that there's another way to do it. And you've learned that too. You know, one of the things that I am so not on that outline, but I think I'm covering a lot of the points. One of the things that bothers me a great deal, and I'm going to say this because I really think we all have a major assignment, those of us in recovery, actively in recovery, whether it's AA, Al-Anon, NA, or any other 12-step program. We absolutely have to keep going into old age. Nothing distresses me more than to see people who have a bunch of years, like some of us have, quit going. And maybe they quit going and never take a drink again. But our work isn't done. I don't